expect to continue to carry seven wide receivers on the active roster?
Look, these guys are on the roster right now. We're always, again, looking to get better, and that may be addition through subtraction. It may be, I don't know what group it is, but we're always looking to get better.
That Patriots receiver room,
yeah, it's not great.
Even Mayo's like, why do we have so many of these guys?
He's like, I don't know. He's like, seriously.
What are we doing with all these guys?
He was this close away to being like, ask Elliot Wolf about it. Like, I don't know. Okay. That's basically what he was saying.
How many times has Mayo almost done that this year?
A few.
He's like, I'm paraphrasing, like, we make do with what we got or something like that. I think
cards we've been dealt.
Yeah, that's what it was. Thank you.
Cards we've been dealt.
I think he was at one point about to say, go ask Bill.
Yeah.
About the roster. That was right to Greg a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And then this.
Then a couple times he was like, I won't say if the roster's good or bad. Like, well, we know how you feel.
Yeah.
And you're not wrong. The roster's bad. It's not your fault.
No, you're not incorrect. He's not incorrect about the receivers. And we spent some time on this yesterday. Like, yeah, it would be addition by subtraction. There are too many of them. They all suck.
But it's funny. Like,
you're not wrong. It's just I didn't expect you to say that on your Wednesday press conference.
No, I think almost every coach in the league, even going back to Belichick, would say something like, we're always trying to get better. That's such a nothing statement. That's such those are words.
Right, it's you true, can't poke but it's not going to get you in trouble.
No.
It's not going to invite more questions.
But then when you follow it up, like, you're not even talking about, like, hey, because usually when you say we want to get better, you mean maybe there's a trade or a free agent. Like, we got to be aggressive, right? Like, no job is super safe.
Right.
But, like, he's suggesting that someone or a few players might just lose their job and they're not even replaced by anybody.
Nope.
Right? Like, if you bring in Justin Jefferson and you have to get rid of a receiver, that guy's like, well, it's Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to... No, we might get rid of you and we might be better off for it, is what he said.
Yeah. Addition by subtraction.
Yes. Which is what you and I say.
Yeah.
Because we're two morons on the radio. We're not the head coach of the team.
We're not the front-facing member of the organization that meets the media four or five times a week.
He's like, we need to get better. And we're like, yeah. And maybe just getting rid of some of these guys might help. Like, that's just another way of saying what he said.
Okay, and again,
we just dump a couple of these guys.
I think it's just, it's a foolish, it's not wrong. It's just a foolish thing to say by the head coach. It's the final hour of Jones and Keefe, by the way. On WEEI, it's Bruins Thursday. We spent some time on the Bees with Andrew Raycroft earlier today. If you missed any of that, you can check it out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. Hart and Arcan take over WEEI afternoons at 2 o'clock. I'll be talking to them coming up, grab bag on the way, et cetera, et cetera. But not only is it a foolish comment from your head coach, I also think it speaks to Wolf and Mayo not being on the same page. Like, the head coach says, I don't know, maybe addition by subtraction with some of these receivers, and then the GM continues to keep all these guys.
Yeah, well, doesn't make a trade at the deadline.
Well, definitely not. No, why would you do that?
Doesn't do a thing.
No.
Crickets at the deadline, and then still has the same roster. The roster's the same today as it was last week's, as it was... Well, actually, that's not true. They swapped out a new lineman, I guess. But they dumped a guy.
That's true. We should give him credit. We should give him credit for their
but no trades.
Machinations on the practice
floor. Yeah. No trades.
No, definitely.
And that seven wide receiver room, which I'll do this maybe off the air and like look up how many teams even carry seven wide receivers.
I'm going to guess off the top of my head, zero.
Yeah.
I bet they're the only team in the league with seven receivers.
That is amazing.
I would wager on that. I might lose the bet. I lose them all the time. But I would wager they're the only team with seven wide receivers.
It's crazy.
On their active roster.
Yep.
Yeah.
You might be right.
Yeah, between with factor in the practice squad, I'm sure. But on their active roster, I would guess they're the only team. So, you know, we keep saying, like, how is this all going to shake out? And then, have you heard this, Keith? You heard Jalen Polk the other day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of our listeners have heard this. Here's Jalen Polk. Gerard Mayo the other day in that same press conference said, or was asked about whether or not Jalen Polk is over his mental hurdles. He said, I think he is. Earlier in the year, he said there was a mental hurdle for Jalen Polk catching the football. Jalen Polk got very sensitive about that. And he said, well, yeah, I don't have mental problems. So the media goes to Jalen Polk and asks him about Mayo. Here's what Polk had to say.
I just feel like, you know, the media kind of, you know, mix up our words and try to put things in place. That is not Coach Mayo just holding me to a standard. You know, whenever he speaks about me, you know, I believe that, you know, he's holding me to a standard and he believes in me. So I just got to keep pushing, getting better each and every day and, you know, doing what I'm supposed to do.
I like this guy less and less.
We were due for I was misquoted. We haven't had a misquoted comment yet this year. I don't
know. The media is the problem.
Mayo does a good job.
The media is the problem with your hands, Jim. Mayo Hulk, I agree.
Right.
Yeah.
Mayo never says, I didn't say that. You got it wrong. He just says, what I meant to say was.
What I will say, now, what I meant to say.
Now Polk is saying that the media is. So when Polk said, I have the best hands in the league, what he really said was what? How do you screw that quote up?
Yeah, I have the best hands. Don't have the best hands in the league. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I missed that word.
Also, real quick, I just looked this up. I think the only other team in the NFL with 7 wide receivers.
There is another team?
I believe there is.
I would have lost that bet.
Is the LA Rams, but.
Oh, they have good receivers.
But 2 of them were hurt for multiple weeks.
Yeah, correct.
So, like, that's a little bit different. Like, if Kupp and Puka Nacua can't play for a while, that's a little bit different.
So the text line asks 37937. I wonder if they're the only team with 7 crappy receivers.
They are. That team has two studs.
Yeah, they have all crappy receivers. The Rams have
even
7.
Even DeMarcus Robinson better and Tutu Atwell's better, probably.
I kind of like Jordan Whittington.
Okay, there you go. They got a good room.
They have so many good receivers on that team.
But no, everybody else has much less than 7.
Do you give Jalen Polk any chance of saving his rookie season? Like, I'm not going to say his career's over. Like, obviously he's going to be on the, he'll be on the roster next year, but is there any chance we get anything out of him this year?
I don't think so. I haven't seen any,
like, answers signs. Like that make me think he just doesn't get it and has no chance.
But
no
even,
chance.
You know, ever since he has a mental hurdle and then he responds with, I don't have mental problems. And it's like, all right, so he didn't even really understand what the coach was saying. Okay. But then how do you follow that up? It's all about what you do on the field, right? Mm-hmm. So he might not be the best talker to the media, but ultimately that shouldn't matter if he's a really good football player. But is he a really good football player?
I don't know.
Doesn't feel like it. Now, he's a good NFL player. He's a good college player, whatever. They're all good college players.
Let me give you an example.
Like multiple penalties, drops, no catches. You're losing playing time to guys that, like, he's not on the Rams. He's not playing behind Kupp and Puka Nacua.
No, if anything, if he were playing well, they'd play him way more than they're playing him.
He was trending at the beginning of the year to maybe being like the guy that never came off the field.
Correct.
And then he himself has ruined that.
He's been passed by Kayshon Booty.
Yeah, in the high speed lane.
That's not a good story.
No, Booty, Pop, and now that Kendrick Bourne's getting healthier are 3 guys that are automatically getting more playing time.
I said this many years ago about N'Keal Harry and Jacoby Myers. I'm like, Jacoby Myers looking good in training camp, and I loved the N'Keal Harry pick. I was wrong.
Yep.
But Jacoby Myers flashing at training camp and N'Keal Harry kind of looking so-so, that's a bad story for the Patriots.
Yeah.
Myers could play.
And it took a while for them to finally be like, all right, just play Myers.
Right.
They didn't. They kind of slow played him, even though every time he had an opportunity, he made the most of it.
Maybe Kayshon Booty can play. So, like, I get that part of the story is good. But the idea that Kayshon Booty is playing so much means that Jalen Polk can't get on the field. That's a bad story for the Patriots. So let me give you an example of a lost rookie season and a guy who can save their career in year 2. Quentin Johnston right now with the Chargers. Quentin Johnston was a punchline.
Mm-hmm.
He was a joke his rookie year. People thought he was on his way out of the league, and he's been pretty productive this year. I'm not telling you he's like a future Pro Bowler or an alpha or anything, but he's had a nice little year. And all of a sudden, he went from a guy who looked like he was on his way out of the league to a guy who looks like maybe he can play.
So real quick, I would agree with you, but I would also say, because we've done this with certain like quarterbacks too.
Significant coaching change.
Massive.
Yeah, horrible.
So I feel like, and we don't know what it's going to look like, but if Jalen Polk is better next year, is Mayo and Van Pelt still the same guys? I feel like no.
Probably
I
not.
Feel like those guys would unlock them if they knew how to do it, they would.
But here's all I would say. It's, if I had to pick one or the other, Jalen Polk will be a bust or Jalen Polk will be a player, how could you possibly assume he's going to be a player?
No,
so
bust.
I would say right now, if I had to grade it, he's a bust. But I'm not writing off his career. It's possible you can be Quentin Johnston and look worthless as a rookie and come back and be productive in year 2.
And the good thing for him, I guess.
I do think this is a lost year. I don't see how he salvages his production. And again, answers like accusing the media or clapping back at Jerod Mayo, I don't have mental problems. He doesn't get it.
Yeah,
his problem is more than just physical. He doesn't
said he was limited.
It. Yes.
He said he was limited,
right,
which is a shot at the coaching staff. Yeah, he had a whole bunch of quotes like that. But even regardless of the quotes, he had the one touchdown. What was that, week 1? Two.
It was the Seattle game.
Not the one that he still thinks
is
a touchdown.
He should have had one against Miami.
So he doesn't know the rules.
But he had one against Seattle. Doesn't know the rules. That's a problem.
Commits penalties.
Yep.
Doesn't line up right.
Uh-huh.
He's holding guys.
Yeah.
Drops passes.
That too.
Other than that, though, great player.
Other than that, really, really nice productive rookie season.
Here's the one thing he has going for him is despite all of this, probably should still get opportunities. Where if you were on another team, or say you were on a good team, and they're like, you're still the second round pick, but it's a good team.
Yeah, you're out.
We can't afford to play you right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not helping the team. Also, what helps him, Drake May. Drake May might not give up on him. Tom Brady would have said, forget it. Like, I'm literally not even looking your way. He'd tell Coach, don't play him.
Who said that to us? Or who referenced did Hoyer say that? Somebody was on with us and referenced something about, like, Brian Hoyer with that. I forget.
Wait, Brian Hoyer?
Yeah, Brian Hoyer was telling a story about how it was like Polk would be done with Brady.
Well, I think it's obvious because, like, Brady, even since he's played, he's had a lot of comments. People would ask him, like, oh, do you have, like, trust in receivers? And he's like, oh, my God. Like, you know, as soon as I can't trust the guy, like, I'm not throwing to him. And so he had, like, his guys. And you knew who the guys were and who they weren't. Drake May's not that way. Drake May, at least early in his career, now maybe once you get good, you can be like, what am I wasting my time with?
Screw that guy, you don't get it.
But right now he doesn't have that, which could honestly save Polk's career. Because there was the game that he had the drop, and then he had something else, and guess what? He was still getting thrown at. Where other quarterbacks would have just said, forget it. So as long as he still gets playing time, which is a Van Pelt-Mayo thing, I think Drake May is going to give him a chance to turn it around, but I just don't have a lot of faith that he will.
No, me either. And so, yeah, I think it's a lost season for him. I don't expect any production to save his rookie year. Doesn't mean he can't become a player. It does happen. I'd say that's rare that you do nothing as a rookie and come back in year two, but that does happen. I think this year's done, and I don't really see how he sells.
So some guy called, texted in and said, how come you guys don't talk about Jerry Rice's bad first year? So, first of all, Jerry Rice's first year, he had 927 yards and three touchdowns.
Did Jerry Rice stink as a rookie?
Also, Jerry Rice was a, that was back in the day where I don't think they were throwing as much. Now, then he was insane ever since after that. He had 927 yards. You think Jalen Polk's going to get 927 yards?
It was the first of, like, his first 10 years. It was the only year he was not a Pro Bowler. Maybe that's what the text
was. Oh, I mean, maybe compared to the standard that he had set, I suppose.
He did only start four games that year. That's his fault.
But, like, Montana that year threw for 3,600 yards. Like, the league has changed.
Yeah, by year two, Jerry Rice was leading the league in receiving yards and touchdowns. Maybe that's what he's talking about.
He was second on the team. He led the team in yards for a receiver. But anyway, I just read that text, and I was like, wait, did he? I'm like, did Jerry Rice have a bad year? But if you think Jalen Polk's Jerry Rice, then, all right, maybe we got something.
Well, I think they're onto something, if that's the case.
Yeah, I guess.
Meanwhile, the other story of last week, and we spent some time on this on Monday, I think, maybe Tuesday, early in the week. The odd offensive line switch, I think it was Monday we were talking about this, where they kicked Onwenu out to right tackle. Apparently this week he's been practicing at left guard.
What's going on?
Okay.
Like, I understand if a guy is versatile or whatever, like, that's helpful. I'm trying to think. Remember Logan Mankins, all-pro, maybe a Hall of Fame guard. Mm-hmm. There was a season where they threw him at left tackle. He had to play left tackle. I forget if that was a Matt Light injury or whatever it was. But, like, he could do it. Kind of in a pinch?
Sure.
Now it looks like they're just grasping at straws.
Well, they they've been doing that all along on the offensive line, but you thought the way you would build an offensive line is put your best players where they belong and then fill in around them. Apparently, that is not the Patriots' methodology.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, if you had Orlando Pace, and you had all kinds of issues on, like, the right side, would you be like, hey, Orlando, we're going to slide over here.
Move you over to the right tackle.
You're going
to
just kick ass at left tackle, and we'll figure out the rest.
Yeah.
And I know right tackle and right guard aren't as important as left tackle, but if Michael Onwenu is the best offensive lineman that you have, what's his best position? Like, because now aren't you just making everything a little bit worse? And now he's on the left side. It's one thing, right guard, right tackle, and now you're lining up on the other side of the center. So maybe he'll be on with us tomorrow.
So he was spot. Look, I wouldn't rule that out. Patriots Friday. We should find out on Friday morning who will be getting on a Patriots Friday. Patriots are very good about that. We will be talking to Jeremy Springer tomorrow. And so it could be Mike Onwenu, for all we know. We can ask him about it. But he was practicing at left guard. So Van Pelt was asked today about this. And he says he's their best lineman.
True.
Okay. And they're confident he could play right guard, right tackle, or left guard.
And we're going to prove it. He might even play center this year. Stay tuned.
How many of those are you confident in? I'm confident he can play right guard.
I think he's a good right guard.
I'm not even confident he's a right tackle, never mind a left guard.
No, I think he's a good right guard. Okay. Now, the problem with giving money to a guard is that seems to be the one that you're most likely to find somebody.
Yeah.
That's why I never understood when the Patriots gave Joe Tooney and Shaq Mason all that money. Shaq Mason had a big contract. Tooney had the franchise tag. And you're like, I think they had they spent more money on guards that year than anybody else. And you're like, Bill Belichick found guards off the wrestling mat.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, the famous one with Stephen Neal. But, like, Joe Andruzzi was, like, a really good player. And, like, they found a bunch of these guys. Even Onwenu was a 6th-round pick, and now you liked him, you paid him, but now you're just like a hot potatoing his position?
So here's Onwenu on it. Asked about changing positions. He says, it hasn't really been affecting me that much.
Okay.
But in terms of style of play, it could be better. A lot of moving parts. It can change how you play and change how you go about getting into blocks. Obviously, I'm more comfortable on the right side.
Like, come on. Quit messing.
I'm used to doing that. But with practice with practice reps, that's what I'm going to do. Okay? So that's his first comment. Any thoughts on that? He's like, he said clearly in there, I'm more comfortable on the right side.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to do.
And he's told us before he's more comfortable at guard than tackle. He's told that. He said that to us.
Yeah. So, like, he's being honest.
Yep.
But he's also trying to not throw anybody under the bus. He's trying to be a good teammate, that. Like,
he is being a good teammate about it. But he's also, letting,
like, the truth is very clear.
He's
letting
you know enough that stop moving me around. Okay.
But, like, I get, depending on your personnel, being like, you have to play right tackle. Sorry. But to be like, you're not playing right guard this week, but you are playing left guard. Like, why?
Well, and to do what the Patriots are doing, which is we're going to pay you, we're going to compensate you really well as a guard.
But then make you play tackle something like
that. And then we're going to kick you out to tackle where you're really not as well compensated. That's just an underhanded move by the Patriots, and I get pushing back on that.
But then we're gonna play a third position on the offensive line, and we're going to expect you to still be the best one that we have, and if you're not, it's going to look bad.
Right, that too.
Like, that's not fair.
So Onwenu also said, I'm not really happy with how the season has gone for me personally, puts it on himself.
Yeah, yeah.
I definitely think I can play better and be a better player all around, just my whole game. I feel like I haven't been as dominant as I'm used to being. That's self-aware. He says some of it could be the position movement. Some of it could be mental. Just looking forward to putting better film on tape.
Okay.
So, Lars, I'm okay
with...
I mean,
he wants to play better. I get it.
I'm okay with all of that from Onwenu. He's mostly putting it on himself, but he is acknowledging that, yeah, the position moving, I'd prefer to stay in one place. That place is right guard. I think you can figure that out by listening to him. And yet, they're giving him another new position, Keith, and they are... I thought they were onto something with the offensive line 2 weeks ago. They're still screwing around with it.
I was going to say, what was it, the Jacksonville and then the Jets game? They had 2 weeks in a row where they played pretty well offensive line-wise, and I think it might have been just because it was healthy and it was the same alignment. And then you start running into injuries, it seems like, every single week, and that's kind of thrown a curveball into
it. Yeah, injuries are one thing where you have to scramble and do it. Being relatively healthy, feeling like you have some momentum, like all you ever hear with the offensive line is you just need continuity. The Patriots are... They're screwing with the continuity by choice. It's like this unforced error they're doing with Mike Onwenu.
Right.
And it makes no sense.
Offensive line, wide receivers, play calling. If those are the three things, so those are three things that are very important to Drake May. Which of those three do you have the most confidence in going into Sunday?
Most confident?
Between line, receivers, and Van Pelt.
It might be Van Pelt.
Yeah.
Is that a disagreeing? Yeah. Like, what's your pick? It's not the receivers, so it's either all. But I don't feel good about Van Pelt.
Receivers last.
Yes, definitely.
And you know what? 2 weeks ago, I might have said maybe O-line morphed into the best. But
I agree
now,
2 weeks ago.
If you're just sliding everybody around again, maybe it is Van Pelt.
I think the answer is Van Pelt, and that's not an answer I feel good about. But I think that's how I would answer that.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. And Jones, how about this? We got a little Bruins action tonight. Bruins Flames at the Garden. See if the Bees can bounce back after their shutout loss to the Leafs on Tuesday.
Do we find out if the Vladar revenge game?
I was looking for, I follow a lot of Flames media members.
Well, you're big in the hockey reporting world. Yeah, Scoops Keith.
I got no scoop on this. I do know that Korpisalo will be betwixt the pipes tonight, though, for the Bees, your guy.
Korpisalo with better numbers than not only Ullmark, but also Jeremy Swayman.
Yeah, he's good.
And it's Swayman-Ullmark, apparently, this weekend.
What?
Ooh!
Are they going to line it up anyway?
Goalie fight. Goalie fight. You know how sometimes
they both
do
want to get into a fight, so imagine if they did fight each other.
It's like Bret Hart, Owen Hart. Rest in peace. When those guys fought each other?
Yeah.
They said they would never fight.
And then
they did.
And
Undertaker, Kane.
Sometimes
famous brothers have fought.
Will they do the goalie hug? One team wins like 6-2 and they go goalie hug each other?
And then whoever loses should do like a little stick to the groin.
Yeah. Yeah, like a... No, they should do...
You're a goalie, brother.
They should go in for the hug, but then give him one of these like, psych!
Yes.
They should give him one of those.
Psych him out.
Psych!
So that'd be good.
In your face.
That's good.
That'd be a good heel turn. That's a heel turn I can appreciate.
Do you think Ullmark could be the one that ends up costing Montgomery his job? What if Ullmark like stands on his head?
Ullmark blanks him.
Shuts him out.
Yeah.
They'd have to lose this Flames game tonight too, I think. Yeah. If they lose this one. Well, I know Razor wasn't worried about a losing streak.
You know, he's never worried about much with this team. So, yeah, he didn't think that a losing streak would lead to Montgomery's job. And then you go, well, why haven't they given him a contract?
Because, I don't think.
I don't think they've given him a contract because I don't think they like him.
I think there's...
And you're right. If they didn't beat the Leafs last year, he would have been out of a job.
Yeah.
So he's teetering now.
So he just lost the Leafs.
They lose to
the
Flames, and then Omar blanks him or something over the weekend. And I mean shuts him out. I don't mean blanks him.
Yeah.
Shuts him out. Yeah, he could lose. Allmark could lead to his demise, yes.
All right, I'm going
to
throw a fastball at you right now, see if you can hit it.
Okay.
Flames.
Uh-huh.
Top five or bottom five team name in sports? There's no in between.
I like it.
You like it. So top five.
I guess.
One of the best is Flames.
Yeah, I mean, top five feels very strong.
Top five team names?
But I like it more than don't like it.
I got the Eagles. I got the Wildcats. Flames.
They got a good.
Boars.
They got a good jersey.
Their alternate logo's great.
Good sweater, I should say. They got a good sweater.
Good sweater, yeah. He's a hockey guy for
which
a second.
Which one's that? With the the breathing?
The horse with
yeah,
the
I don't
fire.
I don't like that
Nick,
one.
What
I like
do you think?
I like the regular C. That's a good one.
Flames is
top five or bottom five?
Bottom five.
Billy?
Keith? Oh, sorry, Billy?
Bottom five.
Bottom five.
Keith?
Yes, in the bottom.
Top.
Flames?
Yeah.
I mean, you have the Johnny Storm Fantastic Four Flame on.
Yeah.
You could be like the Human Torch.
You
that could
do
be
that.
A thing.
While we're talking jersey, do you like I can't believe this. We're so far into the program and this never came up.
The Warriors?
Yeah.
Hated them.
Loved them.
What are they wearing like that? That didn't
I don't know.
Look like a Warriors
it does not.
To me.
It does not. But that's a weird one where it doesn't look like their traditional
like
thing
a
that I like.
Triple take. I was like, what is this?
I like
should
that.
Should have wore the Jason Richardson ones.
Oh
yeah, those were aggressive with the crazy. They had the crazy mascot then too, right?
Yeah.
Jumping all around.
Yeah. What was that guy?
I don't know.
Like
I think
a bridge worker or something. What was that?
Maybe
guy?
He worked on the bridge.
Yeah.
They got a lot of bridges out there.
He walked up the suspension bridge thing. He was one of those guys.
Or he escaped from Alcatraz.
He's an Alcatraz escapee. It could be that.
Like an ex-con.
Yeah, Sean Connery and The Rock.
Yeah.
Then he breaks back in.
Right.
Hey, he's got an expert. He know how to, he know how to break
for?
Out. You can break back in.
Yeah.
He knew how to do it.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead of a
grab bag.
Which is what I am.
Thursday Night Football, Week 10 in the NFL, kicks off tonight with an NFC North matchup, or AFC North matchup. Cincinnati Bengals, Baltimore Ravens.
It's a good one.
You know what Sean was telling me? He was whispering into my ear earlier today.
I don't. What?
Lamar Jackson over passing yards.
Over
he
passing
told me
yards.
He just told me the number's too low.
Okay.
So he told me.
Look, Shime's,
that
Shime's
was a little tip he
stuff.
Gave me. I know.
Shime's good. Well, I mean, I think he is. I mean, Courtney tracks it. So
I don't
know
how many
know.
Hams to bet on this.
Quizzle on Twitter.
That was the day he swallowed his tongue. He recovered, though. He didn't miss any shows.
Okay, good.
After that.
It's a warrior.
So
I'm on Burrow overs tonight.
Burrow, what do you parlay the two?
I parlayed it on my ESPN bet parlay reference here tonight, or recommendation rather. I got it with Lamar rushing over and Gesicki receiving over. Burrow three touchdowns.
You're betting on Gesicki?
Yeah.
Okay.
No T. Higgins.
Okay. So they got to feed Gesicki?
Two touchdowns last week.
All right. Doing the gritty?
100 yards last week.
Gesicki had 100 yards last week?
100 and two touchdowns.
He'll get shut down this week. You don't want to just... You gotta...
The Ravens pass D, real bad.
No, that's true.
That's my point. That's why I'm on the Burrow side.
Marlon Humphrey back, I believe.
Say it again?
I think they're getting Marlon Humphrey back.
Did not know that.
All right.
news to me.
Gonna readjust everything.
News to me. May have to revise my SGP.
That's a nice Thursday night game, though.
It's a real good game.
I actually, in all seriousness,
for the tiers and everything else next week, it's huge for the Bengals.
Massive.
Massive.
Massive game. Because right now they're frisky, but they could be just about outside. They win this game?
Yeah, or you lose and you could be shooketh.
They would be shooketh.
You lose a couple, you go right to the Mayo Groan.
Yeah.
For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old grab bag.
All right, you're probably wondering, Keith, what was the NBA's best performance from last night? I never thought I would say this year. It might be the number one pick in the draft. Zachary.
Oh, he had a big game.
Rizashe.
He did nothing against the Celtics the other day. I was floored when I saw the stat line this morning.
He had 33 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. He was the kid out of France. Number one overall pick by the Hawks. They beat the Knicks. Sabonis had a triple-double. And you told me he didn't miss a shot, right?
Yeah, so I'm looking for this right now. He had
was
a
the first person since 77, I think it was. Walton? No turnovers, didn't miss a shot.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Probably Bill Walton, right?
Ready?
It's I feel the like he would do that.
It's the first time, this is the first time
and
that
then?
It's happened in NBA history where he did not miss a field goal or turn it over with a triple-double.
Holy mackerel.
NBA history.
That was, all right, so good for him. That was a, where was that? Did they win the game?
They beat Toronto, yes.
Okay, they beat Toronto. Jokic had 23 points, 20 rebounds, and 16 assists.
Nice.
Okay.
Was he perfect? Did he turn it over?
Nice. Yeah.
And they won, right? They beat OKC.
Nuggets beat the Thunder.
Yeah.
Thunder Nuggets.
Thunder Nuggets.
Big game.
Mm-hmm. What the hell are you? I'm Grab Bag.
Panthers announced that Bryce Young will start the London game. So big matchup. 9:30 a.m. local time. It'll be Giants and Panthers on Sunday morning.
It's predictable that they were going to wind up. He won a game. If he didn't win last week, I think they go back to Dalton. But since he won and he was the number one pick, I think they kind of are forced to stick with him for at least another week.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Grab Bag.
Matt Leinart. You remember Matt Leinart, Heisman Trophy winner from Southern California.
I do.
His kid, Cole Leinart. Cole Leinart is a quarterback.
Yeah, he is. Committed, of course he is.
He committed to SMU.
Oh.
He's going to be a Mustang. They've bounced back nicely since the death penalty.
Yeah, I watched them the other night.
40 years ago.
Would they be? It was like them and Pitt. It was like crazy. They had like identical numbers. Like same amount of yards, same amount of points per game.
Yeah, yeah.
Same amount of maybe passing yards on top of that. I forget what the breakdown was. I watched some of that game on Saturday. SMU looked good. I thought maybe Matt Leinart's kid would commit to a slightly better program. But
Cole Leinart, that's where he's going.
Okay.
Did you see the Pony Express 30 for 30?
Oh, great one.
Excellent.
Pony Excess.
Right.
That's what it was.
They had to be a pun.
Yep.
My bad.
It's Grab Bag. It's Grab Bag!
It's my
Grab Bag!
My
Grab Bag!
Speaking of college football, Billy Napier staying at Florida despite being terrible. Keeping him.
They lost the cocktail party this weekend, didn't they?
Yeah,
they were in the mix, though.
Largest outdoor. They call it something else now, right?
Because it's not the cocktail party anymore?
I don't think you can say it because it's alcohol.
Oh. Like, what do they call it? The world's largest outdoor party?
Game. Party. Yeah, it might be party.
It might be. Okay.
It's lame.
It's like the Red River Shootout is not the Red River Shootout anymore. Red River Rivalry.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Grab Bag.
Panthers have extended running back Chuba Hubbard.
Oh.
Chuba Hubbard get himself a fresh new deal.
He just got dealt very controversially in my fantasy league. That's a win for the guy who dealt. I don't want to admit this, but the guy who dealt Chuba. For him, that's a win long term.
Grab bag. Paul George, a.k.a. PG-13, was back in L.A. at the Staples Center taking on his old team, the Clippers. He was booed. He was asked about it after the game. He referred to it as stupid. It was stupid that he got booed.
I'm amazed there's that many Clippers fans that they booed.
They even care? They even remember he was on the team?
Number two, you're a Philly fan.
Yeah,
you're
okay.
Like, we're supposed to be booing him.
They're like, wait till he gets back here. Yeah, we'll take it from here.
We'll show you how you boo somebody.
We'll take it from here.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that I read that headline and I thought he got booed in Philly. I'm like, that makes sense. No, he got booed in L.A. Clippers. That's actually more shocking to
Clippers
me.
Gave him the business, yeah.
You've been hit by a smooth
Grab Bag.
Dak Prescott, apparently his hamstring was like pulled off the bone. It's a bad injury for Dak Prescott.
The Dak attack. I cut him more slack again for when he says we effing suck. I cut him more slack. Your hamstrings ripped off the bone. You're ornery. You're angry if that's happened. And I cut him a little more slack.
Yeah. I guess. Does this have any impact on Mike McCarthy? Like, does he have an out now that they're going to be so bad?
Well,
Dak Prescott.
I'm sorry.
Dak Prescott.
Well, that's right on the line. Maybe. If he rips off a bunch of wins with Cooper Rush, could he save his job? Yeah.
It's possible.
It's possible, yeah.
Right, it's possible.
Yeah.
Oh, my freaking God, Brendan! It's
Grab Bag.
Trevor Lawrence not going to play this weekend, doesn't look like. And that means Mac Jones for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, and it sounds like not just this weekend. It sounds like Trevor Lawrence could get surgery and Mac Jones. And again, it's against the Vikings. That's a terrible matchup.
That's not a good matchup for Mac Jones.
Not that there's many good matchups for Mac Jones, but that's a really bad one. He could play out the string for Jacksonville if Trevor Lawrence gets surgery, which I'd be mildly entertained by.
Yeah.
Why are there so many songs about
Grab Bag?
So we talked about the Sixers, right? So Joel Embiid wasn't playing. Then he got suspended for shoving a reporter. Paul George is getting booed. He's barely played this year. They're one, like, healthy, good player. Not healthy. Tyrese Maxey is going to be out a few weeks.
Oh, hamstring,
of a right,
right?
hamstring yes, injury yes, for yes, Tyrese yes. Maxey.
Yikes.
So they are just a shell of a franchise.
Yeah, that I want that one back. I said I thought they would be right there with, like, in the mix with New York.
No.
Philly and New York, a tier below the Celtics. These teams loaded up in the offseason. They're a disaster.
How you feeling about my Cavs? Only undefeated team in the NBA.
9-0, right?
9-0.
Woo. I mean, good.
Blowing doors.
I feel good about that team.
They'll try to get to 10-0. Let's see.
Who they got?
Ooh, they got the Warriors. Get the Warriors tomorrow.
Don't like that.
At their place. Cleveland.
At whose place? Oh, Cleveland's place.
Cleveland's place. Yeah, yeah. Not bad.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. It's the time everyone's been waiting for. The random baseball player of the day. Did you get this one yesterday or Billy?
Neither of us.
No, texture. Nobody. My
yeah, and Rusty Greer was stumped us all.
It all runs together for yes. me, so I forget. All right, what do you guys want? What do you guys want first? Years, teams, position. Because I usually just throw it all out there randomly. What do you think's best?
My vote. This is just one person's vote.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's it. That's
one
it.
Man.
You can always speak for yourself.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's a democracy.
I like having the years first. Towards the end. No, oh. towards the end.
Oh.
Because then I get all the information, and then it's like, well, these are the years it took place in.
Because if you do position and team, you can just throw out a bunch of guesses and have fun with it, right. And then I'll narrow it down
so
for
at least
you.
I can get all the information, and then the last clue kind of narrows that window.
Okay. Got it.
That's so just my opinion.
That's fine.
I'm a team player.
We can try them all out.
Let's try it out.
So do you guys want teams?
Let's try out
position.
I'll
do years at the end.
Teams first, I think, before position.
Teams,
position, years.
And then I'll give you some stats. And accolades.
Yeah, how many swipes?
Do they win Rolaids Relief Man of the Year? That kind of thing.
Four exactly. times.
Okay, good.
Raleigh Fingers.
Yeah. All right, here we go. This is a... It's Raleigh Fingers, son of a gun. No, this was a guy who played for the San Francisco Giants, Florida Marlins, and briefly with Texas.
Okay.
But pretty much split his time with the Giants and the Marlins.
Okay, Giants, Marlins.
Closer.
Rob Nen.
Yes.
Wow. How about that? That was a three.
You guys are in on Rob Nen.
That was
a big Rob Nen guy.
You know what?
What a big show.
Save your years.
Yeah. Stick your years, would you?
Did you know that he was fourth in the Cy Young in 2000?
Wow.
Or was it 2000? Yeah, 2000.
Where'd Brian Wilson finish in some of those?
Brian Wilson was runner-up? Man,
he was nasty. Well,
you're biased. You're not allowed to talk about it. Yeah, you're not allowed to talk about New Hampshire.
He had 4 years where he was
unstable.
Straight filth, though, out of the pen.
Yeah,
he was a wild card, Bill.
I like when he went
a little nuts.
I like when he go on Rome.
Oh, he go on Rome. Oh, with him and the Machine.
Yeah, the Machine.
Who I think was Pat the Bat Burrell.
The Machine.
So you remember he would? You guys remember this at all? So he would go on. This was early days of like zooming in a guy too.
Yeah.
So Jim Rome would be on, and then Brian Wilson would be sitting down at his house in front of his screen, but they would like do side by side, and he'd be doing his interview like pretending to be like serious, and then. A guy would show up in like a gimp mask,
yeah.
shirtless,
running around, half
walking
naked.
Behind him,
yeah,
and just walk by. And then Dream Rome was like, "What was that?"
Rome's finally like, "What's going on back there?"
He's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Oh, that's the Machine."
Didn't he have like one of those like Zach Morris style phones too in one of the interviews?
Yes,
yeah,
he did.
Yeah,
dude, he was hilarious.
I don't like to give New Hampshire too much credit, but that was funny.
But he like a classic closer where for a 4 year stretch was like unhittable.
Yep,
and then like. Just fell off the cliff.
I think Rob Nen, we'd be shortchanging him if we said he burned that hot. Rob Nen.
Nen was better.
Rob Nen had a nice run.
Nen was better, longer. But I'm thinking like your Billy Koch's.
Yeah.
Like these guys, like your Jason Isringhausen's.
Yeah.
Like these type of guys.
Yeah. Three-time All-Star Nen.
Eric Gagne's.
Fourth in the Cy
Young. Gagne's.
Nen was really good in the playoffs, if I remember.
Nen also won the World Series with that 97 Marlins team, but then he was actually better with the Giants.
That beat Cleveland.
Brian Wilson was a three-time All-Star.
Yep.
Finished seventh in the Cy Young 1 year.
Okay, Nen finished fourth. So what are you saying?
I'm saying you're shortchanging Wilson is all I'm saying.
I think you're shortchanging Nen.
Guy led the league in saves. Did Nen do
that? In fairness, I'm the one who brought up Brian Wilson. But, yeah. But I think you're shortchanging him.
Oh, no, Nen did lead the league in saves, 45. What happened to Nen? He was an all-star in 02, and then that was it.
What about Nen? Good question.
What happened to Rob Nen?
He was like a Barry Sanders type.
Is he with us?
Yeah, he's with us. He was like a Barry Sanders type.
Oh, he went out on top?
Like a Megatron. Yeah, he was like, you know what? I've had enough. He went out as an all-star.
I got to get to the bottom of this.
He went out as an all-star with a 220 ERA. So and 43, I think I'm saying it tongue-in-cheek, but I think he kind of went out as a Barry Sanders type.
Wow. Oh, he
did have. Megatron type.
He tore his rotator cuff. That would do it.
Yep. He said, I'm out.
That'd pop you out of there for a little while.
Tails all this time.
He was known for an unusual delivery in which he tapped his toe on the ground before releasing the ball. His signature pitch, a slider, was nicknamed the Terminator. Had a velocity up to 92.
Text line gets it. They wanted it. Was he ever Rolaids relief man of the year?
I don't think so.
Not that. Text line also says he was nasty.
Really to call those.
Yeah, it's true. He had the market cornered. Nen was nasty in triple play for N64.
No, I believe that.
Told. Yeah,
I believe that.
Yeah, I don't see any Rolaids relief man of the years on here.
In 2008, he...
just hand those out.
That's true.
You know, Rob Nen in 2008 got 2 Hall of Fame votes.
Oh, yeah, I did not see that.
Yeah, he was done after that.
Mm.
His parents get votes?
Yeah. Well, Finn had a vote, which is happening soon.
I saw that.
Could have tossed some. It could have been a third.
Throw Rob Nen a vote.
Yeah, there you go.
Good closer.
Real nice closer. I can't believe you're shortchanging him so much.
Yeah.
That's the first, like,
314 saves. All three of you guys got that immediately.
That's the first time all three of us have ever even said a name anywhere in the vicinity.
Maybe Billy's right. Maybe me putting the years out first kind of throws it.
Years.
It doesn't help.
Yeah. You've been doing it wrong.
Well, I don't know about that.
I didn't want to say it to him, Billy, but I'm happy someone finally said it.
I guarantee you don't get tomorrow's guy.
It would have been funny if it wasn't Rob Nen and we all were screwed up.
Yeah, you're like, that's our guess.
We're out of guesses. And okay. And the
there you go. There's the grab bag.
There you go. That's the grab bag. That's our random baseball player of the day. Stay tuned. We have the clip du jour, and we'll check in with WEEI Afternoon's Arcan and Hart next.
Time to have the clip du jour on Jones and Keefe. You ready for that, Jones?
Oh, it sounds great. What is the clip
du jour? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And Andrew Raycroft joined us earlier in the program. He joins us every Thursday around 11:30. Of course, the Bruins aren't playing great right now, but Rays are still piling on the Patriots, of all things.
Catching strays. I want to be fair to the Bruins. I give them credit for not firing Jim Montgomery in the middle of the election.
They didn't do that.
I want to give them credit for that. This is an organization
still the head coach
that has been known to bury firings and bury bad news and fire Claude Julien, a Stanley Cup winning coach, in the middle of a Patriots parade.
Right. Well, the Patriots do play Sunday, so there's time.
Well, let's start with, like, the good news is we will never have to worry about firing coaches in a Patriots parade because they have zero chance of winning anything for a really, really long time. Nice. So let me get that out there first.
Fair.
No one's paying attention to them on Sunday.
How about that?
No one's paying attention to them.
Ouch.
So it's one thing to say they're not going to win a Super Bowl anytime soon. It's like, all right, fair.
No one's even watching them.
No one's even paying attention.
How about that?
It's like, oh, I don't know. That's a little strong.
Razor, save some of that for the Bruins.
He's always got a little dig on the...
Keep that back pocket, a little bit of that fire for the Bruins.
Yeah, it is quite a... On the flip side, it's Jim Montgomery's fine. There's nothing that can happen to him.
That is true.
Does that sound like a guy who lost a bet?
Razor?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Why are you so mad at the Patriots? Yeah, like, did you lose a bet on the Titans game, maybe? Like, that's... Do you not get that vibe from that outburst there?
Or is it just they overshadow the Bruins all the time?
Oh.
Good, like when the Bruins are going good, it's still, well, the Patriots, this, that, and the other thing.
I think opposite. I like the gambling problem thing. But.
Maybe. You might be right. You might be on something. You might have lost his house on the Pat's title.
It's like he was kind of like, oh, you guys are joshing around. You guys are joshing around. I'm just going to try to fit in and mix it up with you two.
No.
You know, like that was it?
No, because I feel like I've talked to him before where he's had shots about the Patriots.
Interesting.
Like, what are we going to talk about? Like,
maybe Arcan's on to something with these lost bets.
Could be.
Huh. Maybe it's personal. Maybe
takes one like to know one. You know?
Yeah. Personal story with somebody.
That's true.
What Robert or Jonathan do to him?
That's right. You never know.
It's a good point. You hear the voice.
We'll have a follow-up next week.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Christian Arcan and Andy Hart, it's the crossover. It's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the 9's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals every Monday through Wednesday. 4 new hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99, like your roast turkey dinner or your chopped sirloin steak. You gotta love the 9's. What's it, a Tommy Thursday today?
It is indeed a Tommy Thursday.
Look at you getting
How about that? Hey, this guy, 2 weeks in a row.
I practiced that in the break.
Uh-huh. We'll be talking to him at 3:30. We'll have that John Heyman sound, which I'm sure you guys have played today, and a lot of Celtics all day long, of course.
Lot to get into. What'd you think of, not to spoil the whole show, but I feel like they didn't quite get the Tatum revenge game we were promised last night.
No, and I don't think they're going undefeated at home. Seems like that's
out
over.
The window.
That's why you got to get those takes in early.
Yeah,
get those in early in the year just in case they go up and smoke real quick.
North of 60 games?
Oh, absolutely.
70?
No.
Yeah.
They're on pace right now for 64. I looked that up.
Okay.
Was that last? That's exactly what they did last year.
Yep. Yeah. But they already have this Jaylen Brown weird injury that
I
ignored.
Hip injury.
And then now I'm not ignoring because I'm like, what's going on
here? Where is he?
Don't care for it.
All right.
Is it a torn labrum?
That's your
torn labrum?
Nice. In your hip.
You're the first
hip
to report this.
No, I asked, did you hear the question mark at the end?
No, I didn't.
We're not very good at this.
No, I didn't care.
There's a fact right there.
If Jaylen Brown's hurt, we'll ask Razor next week. He's like, no one cares about the Celtics.
No one cares.
Plus, so much for the idea that they don't need him.
You know, Doris Burke's like, boy, looks like Jason Tatum could really use his running mate tonight. Yeah. And Doris Burke loves Jason Tatum more than anyone, so it actually stunned me when she said that on a national broadcast.
Why was Jay Billis doing the game? We were asking that question.
I was thinking the same thing. Okay, so that wasn't weird?
It's like listening to Herb Street tonight to the NFL. It's like, no, your college guy. Well, good.
No, so like that's, it's odd, but it's more weird with Billis because, number one, he's a college guy, but number two, he's the third guy in there and he barely talks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what's he doing there?
And college season started. Like, shouldn't you be at one of those games?
Yeah, don't you have Cooper Flag games to work?
Go to Duke. Follow Duke if it's him.
Seriously.
That's another question. When was the last time New England had back-to-back years with the best high school basketball player?
Because
they got the kid out of Brockton now. It's a big story in the maybe?
From New England? I was going to say, and if you count prep schools, it's probably most years.
No, but like, you got a Maine kid and a Brockton kid who were back-to-back. Maybe, that's pretty cool.
That is good.
Screw you, Florida, Texas.
Bring back the regional draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all Celtics.
Be loaded. Getting younger by the minute.
Celtics would be like the Habs back in the day. So there you go. WEEI Afternoons comes your way next. You can stay tuned. Arcan and Hart with you until 6. We will talk to you tomorrow. On a Patriots Friday lot scheduled, Keith.
Oh, you better believe it.
We got a Friday 4-pack.
Keys.
We got Keith's keys.
We can review.
That too.
Jeremy Springer.
Lots.
Special teams coordinator.
So much more than I even remembered on the program.
Why do you seem surprised?
Patriot player. These are all new features tomorrow. We've never done.
These are all things we're going to be doing for the first time tomorrow at 10. Stay tuned for it.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.